The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 1-1 in conference play and 3-2 overall. Indiana hosts Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Okay, thanks. Strong challenge last week, played hard, not good enough. Another strong challenge with Nebraska coming in, playing very, very well. A lot of similar traits to the team we just saw, very good on offense, very dynamic, great quarterback, playing good D, and playing good football. So another very strong challenge for our football team this week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin. I'm just wondering what your stance is there on the proposed early signing dates in college football that were announced last week.
Again, there's different, so many different views from changing of recruiting calendar and whatnot. But to me, with the kids committing, I think a lot of us as coaches would like to see the recruiting slow down. And I think the best way to slow it down would be to make it final earlier. I think that would slow down offers. I think it would show if a kid was or wasn't committed. I think it would also show if the offering school had offered, did they really send the kid a scholarship? So I kind of like doing it at the end of summer. I think we're all habitual, and I don't think we want to change a lot of the calendars. We talk about summer visits. Whatever we do. But with so many kids committing early, it would really be nice to see if that's true or you're wasting time. So you know, I'm for it because I truly think it would make us all slow down and make better decisions. And I don't think the recruits would mislead the coaches or the coaches mislead the recruits as much.
Got it. I'm also doing something on replay. Obviously, the Big Ten's gone to the collaborative replay this year with the referee being more involved. And just wondering if you've noticed any difference in that. Is communication maybe been a little bit better with the referees after a replay?
You know, this year to me, and we've always had a very strong wrestler league, but this year our communication during the game, and I always hear our head of officials talk to us about that. Our game day officials have been great. They've got the little, I don't know if our fans know, but the officials have the little wireless little things where they're talking to themselves and they're communicating a lot during the games. So I think our communication's been great. I personally, each game, it's different from camera angles and when calls do get changed because of camera angles. Some places have better cameras. Some games, when it's a better TV draw, has better. I like the human element part of our game, and I think coaches making bad plays or good plays and players, and I think referees, I think calls are part of the game. So I'm kind of a old school guy that sometimes a missed call is a part of the game and you deal with it. So, but I think replay's been good. I think our referees do a great job of communicating.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports.
Kevin, just to make sure, are you in favor of the current proposal out there with a June signing date?
Yeah, I liked it at the end of the summer. I didn't really, because all these proposals don't matter, so I haven't really sat down and read them. I know there were several proposed. I like doing it towards the end of summer before two-a-day start with all these early commitments. I just think as coaches and as players, it'd make coaches be more real about offers. It'd show that a kid's commitment truly was real. If a kid commits but don't want to sign, that means he's still looking around. Or if a coach didn't send a paper to kids committed, that means like he took him, but maybe there's something else he wanted. So there's a lot of – the word doesn't mean a lot right now. And I'm like the old school handshake, give your word, mean something. I think the best way to do that is get the contract, make it official. And I don't think we need to speed it up. I just think we need to have two signing dates, one at the end of summer, and then the traditional recruiting period continues, and we do the normal February signing date that we have.
Is there any – real difference between, say, the middle of June and the end of summer, or is that when camps are going on?
I think, to me, when you go through June, you have a chance for the kids to be here. I think July needs to be a dead period for coaches, which it has been. You're limited. They can't call, you can't call them, so they got to call you, and it's up to you. And every coach can say that he's got his summertime vacation, but every coach is on Twitter direct messaging and texting kids all the time, or he's got an office assistant doing it for him. So I personally like go through your May recruiting, do your summer visits in June, give the coaches a July period, have a signing day at the end of summer if an early commitment wants to sign. If not, hey, we go recruiting and keep marching on like we always do. So I like the way the calendar's going right now. I wish we had an end of July period, lock them down if they're good, and let's move on.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Alex McCarthy in South Indiana.
Hey, Kevin, you talked a little bit about Coy Cronk yesterday and kind of his role in the pass protection. Where have you seen him grow just from, you know, his debut against FIU to now?
Well, again, he's still learning how to play. He's a very athletic kid, very big. He's learning how to play with the strength you need to play with the body control. Sometimes as a young player, you know, he's coming out of offense that ran the ball a lot. So we're learning we're teaching him how to learn to slow down and use his athleticism, play with a little bit more body control. He'll get a great challenge again this week because Nebraska's pass rush, particularly off the edge, is very, very strong. But, again, we're very excited when he came here. He's a very talented player. He's off to a good start to what can be a good career.
Awesome. Thanks.
Your next question is from Zach Osterman, the Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Kevin, I know you talked a little bit about Richard yesterday and kind of, I guess, what he did this weekend, but more generally, just about him as a person. How have you seen him grow? Because you also kind of used him as an example of one of the guys on your team you thought is sort of more mature and thoughtful and maybe ahead of his years just as a person. How have you seen him grow, maybe not even as a player, but as a person in the last few years?
Well, you're the one who twittered out that he was mature and thoughtful, not me. Oh, that was you, right?
It was me. Fair enough.
Okay. So I was just echoing your sentiments. He's always been very, very smart. What he's done, he's matured as a player. He's playing with a lot of confidence. And I just appreciate the way he's approaching the game. He's always been a very smart kid. Came out of a great high school, a private school kid out of Atlanta, strong family, always been talented, always been smart. Now he's using the combination of intelligence, where sometimes I think early his intelligence led him to question. Now I think he's using his intelligence to put him in good positions. He's trusting the coaches. He's trusting his teammates. And with that, he's growing as a man. And like I say, he's one of our best leaders. He's one of the best students. He's very well represented within our athletic department and many things he does with some of the services that our department does in our Excellence Academy. He's a tremendous young man, and he's starting to play really good football. We're really, really proud of him.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.